Welcome back to Saturday's installment of Reading Corner for the younger generation or young at heart, whichever category you choose to be in. We're going to do just one story today, and hopefully it doesn't go too long or too short. It goes just right. The Three Bears. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived in a little house in the woods. One of them was a little, small, wee bear. One was a middle-sized bear, and one was a great, big bear. They each had a bowl for their porridge. The little, small, wee bear had a little, tiny bowl. The medium-sized bear had a middle-sized bowl. And the great, big bear had a great, big bowl. And they each had a chair to sit in. The little, small, wee bear had a little wee chair, and the middle-sized bear had a middle-sized chair, and the great big bear had a great big chair. And they also each had a bed to sleep in. The little, small, wee bear had a tiny little bed. The middle-sized bear had a middle-sized bed, and the great big bear had a great huge bed. One morning, after they made the porridge for their breakfast and poured it into their porridge bowls, the three bears went for a walk in the woods while their porridge cooled, for they did not want to burn their mouths by trying to eat it too soon. While they were walking in the woods, a little girl, whose name was Goldilocks, came to the house. She looked in at the window, and then she peeped in at the keyhole, and seeing nobody in the house, she lifted the latch and went in. There she saw the porridge on the table. First, she tasted the porridge of the great big bear, and that was too hot. Then she tasted the porridge of the middle-sized bear, but that was too cold. And then she went to the porridge of the little, small, wee bear, and that was neither too hot nor too cold, but just right. And she ate it all up. Next, Goldilocks went into the parlor, and there she saw three chairs. First, she tried sitting in the chair of the great big bear, but that was too hard. And then she sat down in the chair of the middle-sized bear, but that was too soft. But the chair of the little small wee bear was just right. And she sat in it until the bottom broke. Then Goldilocks went into the bedchamber where the three bears slept. And first, she lay down on the bed of the great big bear, but that was too high and at the head for her. Next, she lay down on the bed of the middle-sized bear, but that was too high at the foot for her. And then she lay down on the bed of the little small wee bear, and that was neither too high at the head nor too high at the foot, but just right. So she covered herself up comfortably and fell fast asleep. By this time, the three bears had been walking about for some time in the woods, and they thought their porridge would be cool enough by now. So they came home to eat their breakfast. Now, Goldilocks had left the spoon of the great big bear standing in the porridge, and he noticed it first thing. "Somebody has been eating my porridge," said the great big bear in his great, rough, gruff voice. And when the middle-sized bear looked at her porridge, she saw the spoon was standing up in her porridge, too. "Somebody has been at my porridge," said the middle-sized bear in her middle-sized voice. Then the little, small, wee bear looked at his porridge, and there was the spoon in his bowl also. But the porridge was all gone, every bit. "Somebody has been at my porridge and has eaten it all up," cried the little small wee bear in his little small wee voice. Now, Goldilocks had not put the hard cushion straight when she got up out of the chair of the great big bear. And when he came into the parlor, he noticed it first thing. "Somebody has been sitting in my chair," said the great big bear in his great, rough, gruff voice. Goldilocks had pushed down the soft cushion on the mill-sized chair. "Somebody has been sitting in my chair," said the mill-sized bear in her middle-sized voice. "Somebody has been sitting in my chair and has set the bottom out of it," said the little small wee bear in his little small wee voice. Then the three bears thought they had better search through the rest of the house, so they went to the bedchamber where they slept. Now, Goldilocks had pulled the pillow of the great big bear out of its place. He noticed that first. "Somebody has been laying in my bed," said the great big bear in his great rough, gruff voice. And Goldilocks had pulled the pillow of the middle-sized bear out of its place. "Somebody has been laying in my bed," said the middle-sized bear in her middle-sized voice. When the little small wee bear went to look in his bed, there was the pillow in its right place, and on the pillow was the golden-haired Goldilocks. "Somebody has been lying in my bed, and here she is," said this little small wee bear in his little small wee voice. When Goldilocks heard the little small wee voice of the little small wee bear, it was so sharp and so shrill that it wakened her at once. When she saw the three bears, she ran to the window and jumped out. Now, whether or not Goldilocks ever found her way out of the woods and became a better little girl, no one has ever known. But the three bears never saw her again.